Hello, my fellow country bumpkins, and welcome to Inaka Diaries, Notes from the Countryside, the Japan edition. My name is Anna, though on social media you might know me as Two Cats Trooper, and I will be your navigator. Yes, it's officially happening. After a year of podcasting in Polish, I finally decided to listen to those of you who kept asking me for an English language version. And you're listening to it. Here it is. We're doing it. You know, I've heard that the world doesn't really need another podcast about Japan and about travel. And the world definitely doesn't need another YouTube channel about Japan and about travel. But guess what? We're doing it anyway. And actually, there are some surprisingly valid reasons as to why we're doing it anyway. You want to hear them? Here they are. Reason number one. You know, most of the Japan-themed content in English is created by people living in big cities. I don't live in a big city. In fact, as the title of this podcast suggests, I live in the Inaka, meaning in the countryside. I live in Gunma Prefecture and I absolutely love it here. If you're an anime fan, you might be familiar with Initial D. And that's exactly where I live, where that anime is taking place. But you know what? We'll talk about Initial D another time. So yes, the countryside. From what I'm seeing, there aren't enough voices, foreign voices, showing live outside of the major big cities. So that's why we're doing it. Reason number two. I'm a woman. Gee, thanks for stating the obvious. Yeah, okay, joking aside, but why is this important? Because if you do find content from places other than Tokyo, chances are it was created by a man. And that's why we're doing it. Reason number three. I'm an older woman. Hey, a fact's a fact. There's no denying my age. I mean, I've been living in Japan for over 20 years now. So as you can imagine, my perspective is slightly different, or very much different than, let's say, the opinion of a 20-something-year-old influencer who's enjoying her time in a big city. And that's why we're doing it. Reason number four. I'm not from an English-speaking country. I'm Polish. And the way I see it, there aren't enough non-English native voices talking about Japan, about travel, and about life in English. And that's why we're doing it. Reason number five. I'm actually very happy living in Japan. Well, that doesn't mean that I don't complain every now and then. I mean, I'm Polish, after all. Complaining is our national sport. But I'm happy where I'm at, and Japan needs more happy foreign voices. Happy foreign female voices. And that's why we're doing it. So there you go. Five reasons why I'm starting this podcast and a YouTube channel to go along with it. So now let's talk about what we're going to talk about. Does it even make sense? Yeah, I hope it does. We're going to talk about Japan from my point of view. And what makes my point of view special? Well, see reasons one through five. And we are also going to talk about places other than Japan. Why? I love to travel. And as I'm getting older, I'm becoming more and more pickier about my travel destinations. For example, earlier this year, and I mean here 2024, I went to Tuvalu, one of the least visited countries in the world, and I stayed there for a week. Last year, I went to St. Helena Island, and I also stayed there for a week. Next year, well, I'm not telling, well, actually, I can't tell you, it's a secret, but keep your fingers crossed, If it works out, it's going to be epic. What else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about books, and more specifically, about sci-fi books. Yeah, I still read books, and I mean like proper paper books. Amazing, isn't it? Raise your hand if you read paper books too. We might even talk about writing a book, or at least talk about writing a short story or two, because that's something that I would like to do. We're going to talk about life and culture and about finding yourself in a foreign country, a country that will always see you as an outsider, and probably about some other things that will pop up as we go along. So, if you think this is your jam, by all means, please stick around. It will be fun. The podcast will be available on all major podcast platforms. And yes, as I've mentioned, there will be a YouTube channel as well. But not in a typical foreigner in Japan kind of way. Okay. It will be a faceless channel. I mean, guys, I would poke my eyes out if I had to look at me talking for any length of time. So I can't really expect you to suffer through it. You're going to listen to my voice, which, according to my ever-loving husband, is punishment enough. So, instead of looking at me, you can look at places in Japan that, chances are, you haven't seen before. And if you prefer talking head type of content, then I'm sorry, my channel will not be for you, so please consider yourself warned. And for those of you who don't mind my faceless voice, I'm happy you're here. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, feel free to get in touch. I'll put all of my contact info in the show notes. So that's it for the introduction. I think I covered all the basics. And, you know, we could end here for today, but that wouldn't be so nice now, would it? So I have a little surprise for you. Because I just couldn't leave you without our very first proper full-length episode to listen to. Inaka Diaries, episode 1, is available right now, wherever you get your podcasts from. So go and give it a listen right now. It's about one of my most favorite... No, wait, actually, I'm lying. It's about my absolute favorite Japanese food. If you want to know what it is, go check it out. And I'll see you next time. Ja ne.